www.brightsidebend.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And again, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. You have with you on this real misty, cloudy day here in the state of Minnesota, December 13th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, a real quick heads up for the new listeners. We are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. Oh, that's a fact. We are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. The voice of pro-murderers, they call themselves the pro-choicers, you know, wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise. Yeah, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. And welcome to the show. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, which broadcasts from coast to coast, in how many different countries, Jake?
Oh, boy. At least 20.
A lot.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, broadcast in all the countries. But
well, I know all the
more
countries,
than 20 that are.
Well,
listening.
We know all the countries that call and ask about us. They say, "I want one."
Exactly.
They want to be turned on to the Sons of Liberty as well, folks. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, the number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, unless it is the mind of Christ, who is the standard of all mankind. As we always say, and we say it again today, folks, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We are turning talk radio into do radio because we are the cleanup crew. We clean up what others leave off. I'd like to just remind everybody, too, real quick, before we start kicking into topic here, that, folks, this up-and-coming election, again, is not about the survival of Obama Nation. It's about the survival of America, and forget it not. The worst enemy that you have right now, America, is silence. So do not hold your peace right now. It's time to make your peace. Aside of all that, I want to say this real quick. As John Adams, the second president of these United States, rightly said, he said the Declaration of Independence laid in the cornerstone of human government upon the first precepts of Christianity. Merry Christmas. Folks, I'm a drummer. If I could sing, you know, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I'm the only guy that begins to sing unto the Lord, and the Lord looks down at me and looks at everybody up in heaven and says, oh, he's doing it again. But I know that he appreciates the sincerity.
That's right. It's the
Amen. Heart. Amen. So anyways, did you want to say hey, Mr.
Yes.
McMillan?
Yes, fill in a couple things. First of all, folks, again, going to the site, sonsoflibertyradio.com. On the front page, we've been talking about this quite a bit here recently. We've just developed the Sons of Liberty Media. It's SOL Media. You can get all your latest on the topics of what's going on news today applied to the perspective of being an American and a patriot. So that button is on the homepage, SOL Media. Also, you want to go to the Facebook page up on the right and become a fan of that Facebook page. You'll get updates daily from the Sons of Liberty, new articles, new columns, and things like that. There's just been a couple more posted over the weekend. Bradley's on WorldNet Daily doing his weekly column with them, and you'll have another one of those coming.
They are the number one outlet in the world. Did you know that?
Yeah, independent news.
I did not know that up until just recently.
Yeah.
WorldNet Daily is the number one.
Independent, yep.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, just like unsigned, independent, because they don't want to be... What's the word? Harnessed by mainstream media. And I wouldn't either because some of the garbage
coming out of there. I think a lot of people are beginning to try to do their best to stay, as you say, harnessed, unharnessed from the mainstream conservatives because it's not conservatism anymore.
Right.
It's really, this is what we do over here. This is what we accept. They become to make their own standard rather than, they make a golden calf rather than keeping the standard, the republic, the constitutional republic.
That's
they begin to create their own government, and then everybody thinks that that is our government when, in fact, it's not our governments.
That's right.
Yeah. The general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. I will avow that I then believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and as immutable as the existence and attributes of God, saith John Adams, the second president of these United States. So can we say Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You think he would
to
have
all
anything?
You atheists out there, Merry
That's
Christmas.
Right.
To all you lunatics out there, Merry Christmas. To all you weirdos out there, I say Merry Christmas. To all you tyrants out there, I say Merry Christmas. Obama Nation, I say Merry Christmas.
Ooh.
Yes.
And can we throw a tally-ho?
Hey, you know what? And we're going to pick this up here in just a couple minutes ago. Isn't it interesting? You know what the atheists thrive on? Rewritten history. They don't want you to know your past.
Yeah.
Yet when you go to the Library of Congress
Freedom
in Washington, D.C., the very first thing it says, engraven, inscripted on the stone, folks, is to study your past. You want to know why? So you don't repeat it in a negative sense.
That's right.
I say Merry Christmas.
That's right.
I say Merry Christmas.
No freedom from history. We embrace history.
I verily believe Christianity necessary to the support of civil society. One of the beautiful boasts of our municipal jurisprudence is that Christianity is a part of common law. Hello, Mosaic law. There has never been a period in which the common law did not recognize Christianity as lying in its foundations. By the way, did you see this Netanyahu? His greetings to the Christians all over the world.
No, huh?
Oh, my gosh. It was great. Actually, we got it posted on Sons of Liberty right now on Facebook. Go to my Facebook, Bradley Dean, and befriend me, by the way. Bradley Dean, as long as you're not a lunatic, weirdo, assorted bad guy, skeptic, atheist, so on and so forth.
They can go to the fan
Scoffer,
page. Scoffer,
enemies, weird. You get it. Okay. But if you'd like to check that out, Netanyahu's greetings to the Christian world. It is touching, it's anointed, and I'll tell you what, we're standing on those guys' side because Israel is the apple of my father's eyes. So we're with them. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white?
Egg yolks are white. Egg yolks.
You are making this fun, Luann.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Now, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. That almost sounds like hippie-type stuff. We got to get a little bit more on the edge there than that, okay? Because I don't want people thinking we're a bunch of burnt hippies, which we're not. Yeah. Folks, again, a heads up, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to be a part of the show, again, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to know who we are online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. And by the way, I forgot to tell you right before the break, if you want to see that Netanyahu, greetings to all the Christians throughout the world. It is very touching and it's anointed. Go to my Facebook, Bradley Dean, and befriend me if you're normal. And befriend me again, Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E-D-E-A-N. And it's right on the front page there. It's awesome stuff. Jake, are you shooting it out there right now?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, folks, we were just in Nashville on Saturday looking for transportation for an up-and-coming tour here. And to say all that to say this, we went to the Hermitage. We spent a little time at Andrew Jackson's place. And you know what really stunk? He wasn't there.
Yeah.
It's like, where's Andy? You know what I'm saying? It's like he was one of our presidents. I want to talk to him for a minute.
Yeah.
But anyways, folks, a true story, and I want you to listen to the distinction and make the distinction through the differentiations of the distinctive manner in which the righteous stand and the unrighteous stand, all in the name of Christianity. Oh. Does that make me sound like I'm some sort of a theological theologian?
Yes, a master linguist.
Of language.
That's right.
Yes. Andrew Jackson was better known for his attendance at duels than at church. But on a particular Monday in October of 1818, Andrew Jackson decided to visit a revival service in Nashville where the controversial Peter Cartwright was scheduled to speak. As it happened, the general entered as the preacher was reading his text. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Mark 8:36. With all the seats already occupied, the famous Indian fighter and war hero was content to stand gracefully leaning on the middle post. At the sight of his stately appearance, the host pastor, a certain Brother Mac, became nervous in the extreme. Seated on the platform directly behind the pulpit, he tugged on Cartwright's jacket whispering General Jackson has come in. General Jackson has come in. Cartwright was aghast at the pastor's double standard. I felt a flash of indignation run all over me like an electric shock, and facing about to my congregation and purposely speaking out audibly, I said, "Who is General Jackson? If he doesn't get his soul converted, God will damn him as quick as he would anyone else." The preacher tucked his head down, squatted low, and would, no doubt, have been thankful for the leave of absence. The congregation, General Jackson and all, smiled or laughed right out, all at the preacher's expense. When the congregation was dismissed, my city station preacher stepped up to me and very sternly said to me, "You are the strangest man I ever saw, and General Jackson will chastise you for your insolence before you leave the city." This is a preacher rebuking a faithful preacher, folks. "Very clear of it," said I, "for the General Jackson, I have no doubt will applaud my course, and if he should undertake to chastise me, there is two as that can play that game," said Cartwright. Next morning, very early, my city preacher went down to the hotel to make an apology to General Jackson for my conduct in the pulpit the night before, said Peter Cartwright. Shortly after he had left, I passed by the hotel, and I met the general on the pavement. And before I approached him by several steps, he smiled and reached out his hand and said, "Mr. Cartwright, you are a man after my own heart. I am very surprised that Mr. Mack to think that I would be offended at you. No, sir. I told him I highly approved of your independence, that a minister of Jesus Christ ought to love everybody in fear. No mortal man. I told Mr. Mack that if I had a few thousand such independent, fearless officers as were you, and well-drilled army, I could take old England." Retirement years brought on seasons of serious reflection. The seed sown by Peter Cartwright, the faithful preacher, was finally ready to bear fruit as God's word was not about to return void. Chamberlain writes, "The evening of his stormy life had come. The remains of his much-loved wife were resting in the humble graveyard near the house, and at last thoughts of eternity were forced upon Mr. Jackson. After attending a series of religious meetings, Jackson became greatly convicted of his sin. He passed the night walking in his chamber in anguish and prayer. In the morning, he announced to his family his full conviction that he had repented of his sins before God and through faith in Jesus Christ had obtained forgiveness. Family prayer was immediately established. He was privileged to read through the Bible twice before the end. On May 29, 1845, only a few weeks before his death, Andrew Jackson declared, 'Sir, I am in the hands of a merciful God. I have full confidence in his goodness and mercy.' 'The Bible is true,' said Andrew Jackson. 'Upon that sacred volume, I rest my hope for eternal salvation through the merits and blood of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings.' Finally, on June 8, 1845, just moments before he sailed into eternity, Andrew Jackson reassured everyone with these words, 'My dear children, do not grieve for me. It is true. I'm going to leave you. I am well aware of my situation. I have suffered much bodily pain, but my sufferings are as nothing compared with that which our blessed Redeemer endured upon the accursed tree at Calvary, that all might be saved who put their trust in Jesus Christ. God will take care of you,' said Andrew Jackson. 'I am my God's. I belong to him. I go but a short time before you, and I hope and trust to meet you all in heaven, both white and black.' Before expiring, President Andrew Jackson made a last appeal for America to build her future on the blessed Word of God. 'That book,' said Andrew Jackson, 'sir, is the rock upon which our republic rests. Hallelujah for the hold in the hold in the hold time religion.' If it wasn't for Peter Cartwright being a faithful minister, Andrew Jackson would have been never forced to the foot of the cross. Mm-hmm. And yet there was the professed church to try to make excuses and to ask forgiveness for a faithful minister that God had sent that day for the soul of Andrew Jackson. Folks, keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites than more than Jesus Christ himself. Don't ever forget it. Where you see fault in Christianity, rest assured, it's Christ pointed out their fault right along with you. He was perfect. He was whole. He was without spot or blemish. And I'll tell you what, so is the Holy Ghost. As he was then, so is he today. And forget it not. And Andrew Jackson is in heaven because of it. Amen.
That shows what kingdom that pastor was really after. Was he after this kingdom or was he after the next kingdom?
Exactly,
Mr. Mack.
And so what does Andrew Jackson do? He rebukes the guy. I'm surprised,
right.
Mr. Cartwright.
Shocked.
Yeah, that he would be making excuses for you and making apologies for you. Yet if it wasn't for you, Mr. Cartwright, I wouldn't be here today seeking the Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 And quite an experience that house was as well. You can see at the onset of when you come into the Hermitage, they said they have church services there quite frequently, testifying to what was said there within the church. Multiple times did Andrew Jackson stand up for this republic and the convictions that were in him, and that was Christ, that being Christ. And at the end, he says, look, there's nothing more solid than the Word of God, and that is what this republic is based upon. Andrew Jackson, for many that didn't know, fought off the World Banks. He fought in many wars, risked his life in many wars. He wasn't a diplomat. He wasn't part of the aristocracy. He actually ran on the fact that he just knew what the common men were. He knew what they were about.
Yeah.
And when they had the party out on the front lawn of the White House, nobody wanted to leave because Andrew Jackson was their man. I mean, he stomped his competitor in that particular election, and he fought for our values. And that's what Christ does. And I think that's also, as a military man, he understands what it's like to be a general, as the word when the Lord said he never saw greater faith than what he saw it in the general of the army.
Amen.
But this man came up, and he knew with whom he was fighting for. And he knew that this nation was great enough because God had given him the honor to serve in that capacity as president of the United States. And folks, it's something too where the Lord allows you to see these things, but it's also something too, just as we were at the house, asking the Lord for that opportunity to be able to walk in those steps to make a difference in a nation. Andrew Jackson was blessed with that, but that's our part too, not just to learn historical facts, but to go and walk in what these men stood for.
Quick side note.
Yes.
To Andrew Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. High five.
Indeed.
Kudos.
Indeed.
Kudos, dog. It's also interesting to note that Andrew Jackson was 6'1".
Yeah.
America, check this out. He was 6'1". He was a tall guy. He weighed 140 pounds.
Ooh.
Somebody get that man a sandwich.
Quickly.
This is what's really bizarre.
He had two hollow legs.
He did not. He was 6'1". You have a hollow head. I'm standing up for Andy. Back off,
hey,
dog.
I'm 6'1", too.
Here.
I thought I was skinny. I'm 170.
You're 170.
Yeah.
Guys, Andrew Jackson was 6'1". He weighed 140 pounds. I said 140 pounds. This is the bizarre point. How this guy stayed erect, I have no idea. He had a size 7 shoe.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Size 7 shoe.
I'm 6'1". I wear a 12.
So,
and I think that's fairly normal.
How did he?
Maybe 10.
I mean, he was like poking holes in the ground
he
wherever he
snow.
Went.
He had to ride on a horse.
Hey, folks, when we come back, we're going to play a piece where the atheist gets the boot off of YTV. But listen to the foolishness and the ignorance of these human beings. How do you confuse an atheist? That's where he came from. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith in liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available. The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all natural cotton. It's ultra soft, ultra warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words, "Appeal to God," a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to libertyblanket.com. That's libertyblanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's still a little too mellow for my taste, but it's getting better. It's getting better. Right before the break, we were talking about Andrew Jackson and how he could pretty much change old England with forthright men of God.
Preachers.
Listen to what John Wesley said. He said, "Give me 100 preachers who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God, and I care not whether they be clergymen or laymen. They alone will shake the gates of hell and set up the kingdom of heaven upon earth." He's exactly right.
And he knew it, too.
He did.
We're still talking about him.
Right before the break, again, we had brought up, we're going to bring up a piece where that atheist gets the boot. I think it's about time they start getting the boot.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing them vent.
Mm-hmm. And people giving them attention. You know what? George Washington said, "Who that is a sincere friend to virtue and morality can look with indifference upon attempts to shake the foundations of the fabric." Now, that's in his farewell address. Just before then, he says that the source of virtue and morality is Christianity. So here you have a general, the first president of our country, and he says, who can look at these little pecks? Because that's what they are.
That's right. Well, in atheism, by the way, Ben Franklin said, was unheard of during the foundation of our country.
You hear that in this piece, too.
And let me take it to a modern-day warrior that serves our country in the military. There's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. Mm-hmm. Let me go back to one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence before we play this piece. It's an atheist getting the boot off of a television program, okay? But check this out. Listen to what Charles Carroll, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, said. "Without morals as a republic, and a republic cannot subsist any length of time. They therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure, and which ensures to the good eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments. So when you give voice to the atheists, what are they doing? They're undermining your foundations. They're undermining it, folks. Yeah. You have to understand that. And what they say is, well, we want our way, too. Well, your way don't fly here. Now, if you fought, bled, and died to basically ratify the Constitution, to establish the laws that we have as a republic, one nation under God, that's wonderful. But if you didn't, shut it. Zip it. No one wants to hear from you. You don't believe anybody. What is your existence? Doesn't it say something like this in the book of Psalm 14? The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. A painting has a painter.
Yeah.
A building has a builder.
Pretty sure it does.
We all have dads and moms. It's interesting. Oh, yeah. The book starts out with a guy named Adam and a girl named Eve.
Yes.
Wow. It's amazing how it's still at work, isn't it? And I'm not even going there. That's how foolish this garbage is.
Yes, it is. I know, it's so stupid to even about it. It's unbelievable.
It irks me.
What I like about those when the city gives them the backhand, because that's what they deserve. They come
they
in it that
totally
way.
They totally do. Well, where do you derive right and wrong from then, Mr. Atheist, who doesn't believe anything?
It's not freedom from religion. It's freedom from morality. That's what they want.
Exactly.
Freedom from what's
and
right
freedom,
and wrong.
Listen, and freedom from history.
Exactly. We wouldn't want that, because then guys like George Washington would say, how can you sit and look with indifference upon these blabbering fools? No, you don't. You deal with them. Quick.
I don't think people were that stupid back in the day. And isn't it interesting that atheist says, look at how we've evolved. Our forefathers weren't that smart. Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Well,
we're still walking out the freedom 230-some years later, and they're talking about how our forefathers weren't smart.
That's right.
Okay. And it's really the wisdom of heaven is what it comes down to. Our wisdom is walking in the commandments of the Lord.
Yeah. And I think, too, you just said people weren't that stupid back then because it wasn't tolerated to be stupid. And if somebody was that stupid, because mankind has always been the same, we all have that nature within us that is hell-bent on doing wrong. But when Christ comes and redeems a man, he changes his character. Because people wouldn't tolerate it back then.
That's the word.
It wouldn't happen
That's
in society.
Right. Tolerate needs to fall on the right side of the pendulum, folks.
We want freedom from stupidity. That's what George Washington wanted, and he helped establish
it. Let me give you a definition of the word offend. This is a fact. Webster's 1828.
Right.
Noah Webster. That caused, he taught many to read, but not one to sin. Millions to read, not one to sin. Sin is the transgression of God's law. 1 John 3:4. What did I say?
I'm talking about Noah Webster.
I know. Offend. The word offend in Webster's 1828 is anything contrary to God's laws, his moral law. Not his ceremonial laws, moral law.
So it's a
Christ
one
fulfilled
way.
His ceremonial law.
You can only be offended if you are doing wrong, then.
That's right. That's right.
So you can't
it's an
be
offense
offended.
Towards the law. That's what the word means.
Uh-huh.
It's not the other way around. Well, that offends me, says a homosexual. That offends me, says an atheist. Mm-hmm. I don't care that it offends you. What offends you, sir or madam, is the law.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't like the law. That's the problem. People are waiting to hear this.
Oh, gosh. I can bring this up, and it's really quick.
What is it?
This is talking about offense, because right now.
No. You're changing gears on me. You're talking about the cop, right?
No. This is about the party that's offended right now because they rejected Mr. Obama's appointee. Speaking of those that like to do wrong, you can all offended is only one way street. We have right now an appointee to be an ambassador to El Salvador that's
talking
been
of
rejected
offense.
By the Senate. So the Democratic Party is offended. They're saying that it's a political move when in case, and as a matter of fact, it is not. This is why. Oh, Miss Aponte.
It's
Ms.
all right.
Miss Aponte.
Listen. Put it back in her mouth.
Listen, Miss Aponte, when you go into other countries and write long articles about homosexuality and how we're supposed to impose that agenda on other people, and that everybody has a responsibility to inform our neighbors and friends about what it means to be lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender. I mean, that's
really?
What we want those that are ambassadors to other countries doing. Could that be what's offending people and rejecting women like this?
Yes. I bet it is because for some reason they're so deceived in mind that they still think And they know within themselves that people are not accepting this, hands down. I mean, 30 states have already said no to their homosexual marriage.
Yep. These
people don't understand. No, now they want Santa being kissed by daddy, folks. That's how sick it's... This is how far these people are going.
So when you talk about offense, there is only one way to be offended. It's when you offend that holy law.
That's right.
Not when you come up with garbage like this. By the way, this appointee also has a relationship with a suspected Cuban spy. Listen, immorality doesn't stop. You don't
That's
just
right.
have, oh, there's a little bit of bad coming out of that tree, a little bit of bad fruit, but most of it's really good.
Oh, eat the snake. It's in
one.
The center. Come
that's
on.
That's right. That's right. Eat around the poison. No big deal. But good news, folks, because America is offended at corruption,
that's right.
they rejected, the Senate just rejected and refused Obama's controversial ambassador. And who else
but
would it come
from? But did they bring that up to
Mr.
the mainstream
Obama?
Media? I bet they didn't.
Had to go to CNS for that one.
No, they had to contrive something, didn't they? And just kind of hope that people would bite onto it. Hey, folks, almost without fail, pull the curtain back and you'll find a lot more in detail as to what is being left unsaid. It doesn't bother me so much as to what they do say, but it's what they don't say that should bother you, America. This is the atheist that got a he got the boot right up in his backside. He cut him off. Check it out.
Welcome back to Follow the Money. A group of atheists in Wisconsin is demanding a town in Texas take down its Christmas nativity scene. So far, the Texas town says they'll take the display down when, quote, hell freezes over.
Oh! Yes!
Is that mainstream media content?
That is!
Baby!
That is! That gives strength to the righteous, folks! Someone better talk to them atheists.
But I'm offended.
Sit themselves down.
I'm offended.
Oh, who cares that you're offended?
I'm going to get my friends together. We're going to talk about this.
Yeah, all right.
Joining me now is Dan Barker of the atheist group, the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Go get him, Danny. Tell him.
What makes you think a Wisconsin atheist group should have the right to tell a town in Texas what to do?
The complaints in that town came from local residents, atheists and agnostics who live in that town, who do business in that town, who raise their families in that town and have kids in the schools in that town, who had to keep their heads down because even though the town is not a Christian town, many residents think it is indeed a Christian town and that non-Christians are not welcome. So we wrote a letter. We're a national organization with many members in Texas asking the city, it was Athens, not to portray a predominantly Christian nativity scene at the entrance to their building because of the exclusion. America is a diverse country. It's not a Christian country. We think the nativity scene belongs on private property, on the like the homes that I walk by, the churches that I walk by.
Because we're not a Christian nation. We're a diverse nation.
Oh, since when?
Since when did we become a diverse nation? Folks, when you're a diverse nation, you might want to check out the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 8. Because when there's new gods within the gate, there's going to be war. We are not a diverse nation. Try to go over to a Muslim nation and tell them how diverse they are, Mr. Atheist. And you'll probably keep your head for about, 30 seconds?
You'll
if it
be
lasts
offended.
That long. That's right. But isn't it interesting? I mean, the devils believe and tremble, Scripture says.
That's right.
But these fools claim that they believe in nothing, and they came from nothing, and they're going nowhere. Well, that's exactly right. What they're doing
nowhere.
Is they're chomping at the foundations of our country by trying to blame anybody and everybody that names the name of God or Christ Jesus. Yet you go to the Capitol, his name is everywhere. You go to Washington, D.C., his name is everywhere. You read our forefathers, 25 of the 55, they had seminary degrees. Oh, we better not talk about that. Wow.
Don't talk about why we came here in the first place. No. Could it be because of Christianity and Christ and worshiping freely in a nation?
And
like
having
God?
Freedom of religion under the umbrella of Christianity, Presbyterians, Baptists, Catholics, Lutherans, Pentecostal, Evangelicals, Wesleyans, not Muslims, not Hindu, not Hare Krishna. Folks, read your history. Look at the preamble to every state constitution there is. Who are they asking blessings from? The Almighty who?
Grateful to God.
Who's that God on our money? Is that the God of the Judeo-Christian? Yeah. Gotcha.
Freedom from money?
What is the
freedom from money.
What is on our Liberty Bell? What's that scripture?
Freedom from liberty, too.
Leviticus
we don't want that.
25:10. Don't want to talk
freedom
about
freedom from liberty.
Folks, These people, by the way, will not get on the radio with us. Why not?
They're offended.
The writing's on the wall. We'll come right back and finish that piece off. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white?
Egg yolks are white. Egg yolks.
You are making this fun, Luann.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
George Washington, the president of these United States, the very first father of our country, speaking to a foreign people when he said, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are." Jesus. What about this one? John Quincy Adams, July 4th, 1837. He said, "Why is it next to the birthday of the Savior of the world, your most joyous and most venerated festival returns on this day? Is it not that in the chain of human events, the birthday of a nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior, Jesus Christ? That it forms a leading event in the progress of the gospel dispensation? Is it not that the Declaration of Independence first organized social compact of the foundation of the Redeemer's mission upon earth? That it laid the cornerstone of human government upon the free in the first precepts of Christianity and gave to the world the first irrevocable pledge of the fulfillment of the prophecies announced directly from heaven at the birth of the Savior and predicted by the greatest of the Hebrew prophets 600 years before."
Amen. That boy knew it.
John Quincy Adams. Why, once he was the first ambassador to Prussia at the age of 14 years old.
Yeah. Sharp
guy. Boy. Pretty stupid
yeah,
guys, huh?
Dumb founders.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Freedom from religion, guys, yeah.
The freedom from the founders.
Take on their money, I'm just kind of curious.
Freedom from money, too. We don't
need. Yeah, they don't need
money.
That money.
Give me a break.
Who's on their money,
That's
anyways?
Oppressive.
Come on.
Send your donations to our 501c3 in Wisconsin. Freedom from religion.
a diverse nation. How many flags do we got?
We got freedom from flags.
We got
too.
One flag. Okay.
Freedom from flags.
How many state flags do we got?
No, freedom from state flags.
Okay, we got one state flag.
Ah, freedom from that.
Where's the diversity in all that?
I'm just wondering.
Whoa.
This freedom thing isn't working. Freedom from diversity.
What does the Bible say? You know, just like Keith Green rightly said, all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, ooh, like it or not. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good. I like that a lot because that's the truth. Because I'll tell you why that's the truth. As it says in the Word of God, mm-hmm, that will never pass away. The seed of the righteous will never pass away. Listen carefully. Will never pass away. Amen. So be it. Right? There's none other name under heaven whereby men must be saved, and the name is Jesus. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to.
He considered that an insult.
Yeah, let's go back to Sunshine here, shall we? Go ahead.
And play like that. The homes that I walk by, the churches that I walk by, mm-hmm, we don't think a religious monument or message is appropriate at the seat of government but people in the town.
Okay. Mr. Barker,
who complained to us?
My question is this: was it one of your members?
Can I ask the question to the atheist real quick? Who tells him what's right or wrong?
Mr. Parker?
Who gave government the laws to bring forth judgment, to establish righteousness? Who brought those? I'm curious. Why is that guy Moses on the top of the Supreme Court?
Freedom from Moses?
Why do all these presidents just keep talking about Christianity all the time? It's such a hindrance. It's such a stumbling block.
Freedom from presidents.
I just want to be free from everything.
Freedom. That's all I'm looking for is freedom.
You know what I want to be free from? I want to be free from these flakes is what I want. Let's go back on. Let's hear him get the boots.
Members who complained to you, or was it a resident of the town?
Well, that's irrelevant.
I'm sorry. Rewind that just a little bit. He asked him who did the complaining. And folks, what they found out was it was the freedom from religion people that were doing the complaining. It wasn't the citizens. Listen to what he says.
The question is this. Was it one of your members who complained to you, or was it a resident of the town?
Well, that's irrelevant.
No! No, dog!
You know what he's really saying?
It is not irrelevant.
He's really saying, that's very relevant. You got me.
That's exactly what he's saying. And by the way,
freedom from relevance.
He doesn't have the freedom to run away from the truth there.
Oh, I just want to be free.
That's what he's mad about. He hates that truth, and it keeps getting in the way and exposes him for his hypocrisy.
Freedom from truth, okay?
You know, by the way, hypocrisy in the old Greek means actually to be defined out as this, pretender.
Ooh.
Yeah. What is he pretending?
Pretending.
Is he pretending to be stupid? Because I think he's doing a real good job.
Yeah, he is, actually.
No, this is a fact, folks. We've had these people. We've sent in requests to pull them out on the radio. Mm-hmm. They will not get on the radio, and I'll tell you why. Because of history. When you read the Constitution, you read the facts, they can't get around it, folks. Mm-hmm. But yet, here's the media giving these jokers free way. Go ahead and say what you want. Go ahead and spew it on the American people. No. Let me retract just a moment. Might I?
Not in this case.
No. This brother from another mother doesn't stop there. He said, Oh, no, he ain't.
Not on this show.
No.
He's freedom.
He's about ready to get the boot on his free backside.
Woo-hoo. Mm. Not the freedom on your backside.
Let's hear it. Here
an
it comes,
American
folks.
Citizen,
it's not that irrelevant.
We
it's
do
irrelevant.
Have members.
It's relevant to me as an outsider.
No,
I'm trying to figure out why an atheist group is responding to someone who's not even a member of your group to ask another town to take action.
That's right.
That's what we do all over the country. We, just like the ACLJ, Christian outside groups complain about religious issues in other states. We're doing the same thing because we have a legal staff. And if we went to court, then, of course, we would find a plaintiff. But why would the city want to exclude residents? Why would they want to put up a discriminatory and insulting image to a lot of Americans? The nativity scene basically is an insult to human nature, that we're all doomed and damned and deserving
sir,
of eternal torment.
Sir,
or
I have to take
bend our knees before this
to,
master in the Lord.
I have to take exception to the way you described the nativity scene. It's not an insult. Certainly not an insult to me. I'm a Christian. It's not an insult. Let's talk about this for a second, though.
It is an insult,
Mr. Hall, Mr. Hall in Athens said they didn't put the scene up. It was residents of the town who put the scene up. Why are you taking the town to task, Mr. Hall and his various members of the town council. Why are you taking them to task when it was just a resident who put it up?
Well, it wasn't a resident. It was a committee that the town has given a carte blanche year-round contract to display what it wants at that place. In any event, if the town is right that that's just free speech as opposed to government speech, then they should not disallow us putting up an anti-Christian message. And by the way, why was Jesus born? To save us from our sins. What an insult that we are degraded, depraved human beings. That Jesus created a hell, a place of torture.
Sir,
and how would you feel if you didn't believe that mythology, that superstition?
This is my show. See, the name of the show is Follow the Money with Eric Foley. I can't allow you to talk like that on my show. You're absolutely wrong. You, sir, are denigrating the name of Jesus Christ on my show. I'm not going to let it happen. I'm going to say goodbye to you right now. Thank you very much for your time.
Woo!
Appreciate your time. Bye-bye.
See, folks,
let's bring it out to the panel.
Hey, let me tell you something. That's what we are made out of. This is just the mainstream conservative that said, oh, no, you don't. Did you see the problem the atheist was having? He has a problem with thou shalt not kill. He has a problem with thou shalt not steal. He has a problem with thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not lie, and thou shalt not covet. He has a problem with law, folks. He wants to be at liberty to do whatever he wants, when he wants, and how he wants. And then he has the audacity to say of the God that sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die in his place, believe it or not. Hey, brother, you don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? How does that feel? That's what it comes down to. The bottom line is, he points the finger back at the Father in heaven that sent his son to die for his sins and then say it's very insulting that he makes a hell. Wait a second. Hell is for those that refuse to accept the mediator named Jesus Christ. There's either mercy or there's judgment. You pick. And what they do is they choose to shun the Son of God and they say yes to our own way and then they end up in hell and then they're mad at God who said, wait a second, I already made a way for you not to go there in the first place, but you refused to hear me. You refused to see what I had to say and hear what I had to say. You wanted to make war against me, and let me tell you what Thomas Adams rightly said, he who spits against heaven will fall on his own back. And same thing with the atheist. That's why there is no country in this world that is an atheist country. Wherever there's liberty, folks, you rest assured there were preachers that went before them to establish the freedom that they have now. And that's how foolish these people are.
And how ridiculous it would be to say to our veterans, well, that's insulting that you died for our liberties in this nation.
They'd be spitting at their fathers for their sacrifice.
You thank him for the gift that you receive. Mercifully, that's how we got that gift. That's a silly thing to the veterans.
These are the people that are waiting at the airport to spit on the veterans that are fighting for
their
freedom.
You're insulting
That's
me.
What these people are. There's nothing.
Freedom from restraint is what they're
after. There's nothing
short
of what I'm saying right now. That's how ridiculous. Folks.
And if they ruled.
Let's put tolerance back into its place. Okay? We do not tolerate this kind of baloney in our country.
Amen.
Too many died to ratify the Constitution of the United States. It's time to turn the back and shut the door. And by the way, just like this brother on this conservative radio, I give him kudos, a high five. It's time to give him a boot and say, see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll talk to you then.
The Sons of Liberty.